Black Panther week. Black Panther weekend. So I figured we could have a couple minutes of Black Panther talk, man. So what's the scenario? So I know you got some pre-sale tickets early.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're in there day one. What's the setup going to be like?
This is the first time that I bought a movie ticket for one day, the first day and the next day back to back without even seeing the movie.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I'm seeing it on Thursday at my wife was just laughing at me when I told her this. Like, I mean, you don't understand, whatever. I have a 7:30 ticket for Thursday.
Word.
And I have a 10 a.m. for Friday morning.
Wow.
I have my outfits. I showed it coming back from Lagos, Nigeria. I told my tailor to get me like 8 different outfits.
Hey, that was gonna be my next question. I know you're about to get suited to boot it.
I haven't picked for me. I've told my wife you have to dress up too.
Hey.
As well too. It's going to be
Black Prom, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, it's going to be a great time. It's time to celebrate. It's a time. This is more than a movie. I know there's a lot of controversy about it outside. People saying, okay, you know, Blade was first, you know, this and
right.
that. You know, I get all that, but honestly, it's the first time that this has happened where you have a black writer, black director, majority, 95%,
black,
you know,
cast.
A black cast.
Blade didn't
Marvel,
have that.
I mean, $150 million budget reportedly. It's just the history, you know, surrounding this thing is just so amazing.
Yo, it's broken records. It's broken pre-sale records.
Yeah.
It's being lauded as
And I love
Marvel's
Blade, by the way,
work.
Please don't.
Me too.
And I think that opened doors for superhero movies in general.
Absolutely.
Not just black superhero
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, but the point is to transcend that, right?
Right,
isn't that,
exactly.
Isn't that the goal?
Right.
I mean, and that's kind of like a weird argument to say, well, Blade... Come on, man. Like, you know, that was what, like early 2000s, late 90s?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is a classic in its own right. Mm-hmm. We all love Wesley. Come
yeah.
on now. So besides just the moment of mm-hmm. the movie,
yeah.
what does Black Panther mean to you in terms of the comics? Was that
right.
something that you really like held mm-hmm. on to as something that was like amazing? Or were mm-hmm. you more interested in like Wolverine and
right.
some of the other characters?
Like, yeah. So like I mentioned, I actually got into superheroes through animation.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got to the United States in 2002 that I started doing researching more comics, reading more comics, and then when I started my business, I went back to research from the history of comics, where it started,
right,
the influencers and things like that. That was when I first started noticing Black Panther released during around the time of the civil rights movement and things like that, and how instrumental it was as mm-hmm. a character back then, which is why honestly even thinking about it now, Black History Month is so important, because it shows you what people before me have done to be
right.
able to give me the opportunity to do what I'm doing right,
right.
now. I couldn't have done this in the 70s or in the 80s mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, so it's very important to reflect and then use the opportunity that people have created for us to actually excel and be excellent in everything that you do. But Black Panther specifically, it's more personal for me, and I don't say this in a selfish way. I was born and raised on the continent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then to see Africa being represented with such excellence and such majesty
yeah.
in a movie that's about a superhero and a king
mm-hmm.
that, you know, is positive. It's you know, like I said, it's majestic. It just exudes excellence.
Yes.
It's so... It's for me, it's something that I didn't know I've always needed, but I like now I know that this is something that I've waited for all my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I think we all have that feeling. A lot of us who don't even know what Wakanda was until
right.
like, we saw everybody talking about it on
Wakanda?
Social media. You're right. And then all of a sudden you put that in your Twitter name.
Yeah,
right. People might think it's a real place. That's crazy.